Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. This is the Alara Canfield Show, and this is Alara Canfield, your host. Thank you so much for being here. So excited that we're going to be talking to Marlene Johnson today. And basically, we're talking about, manifesting your heart's desires. And so Marlene and I were just talking before the show started, before it went live, and she was doing some clearing work for everybody on the call, listening now, listening on the replay. And just bringing in all of this fabulous energy. So it's going to be fun, a high vibration call. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to manifest our heart's desires. We're going to be talking about our chakras, how some of them may be closed, what are the issues that arise when they're closed or blocked, and what happens when they're fully opened. what is possible then, right? So I'm so excited to talk about that. And if you'd like to ask a question, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, which we already have quite a few questions on the Q&A and hands raised, so that's great. And so we'll try and get to as many of you as possible, right? And so for those of you who don't know Marlene, she was on the show last season, for sure, and I think the season before. And so Marlene is so much fun, wonderful energy, and it's always, not always, but it's about talking about, you know, manifesting and what else is possible, right? And that, you can do it, you know, bringing in these different energies. She's self-taught. She's internationally known. She's a master manifester in her own life. She's an abundant life coach, a motivational speaker, a light worker, an intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant angel channeler. So I'm so excited to talk to her and share her wisdom, her energies with all of you about manifesting your heart's desires. And especially when it comes to the chakras and if they're closed or open and how to work with them. And what else, right? What else is possible? So please join me in welcoming Marlene to the show. Marlene, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. It is a pleasure to be here today. I am really excited, okay? My energy is excitement today. As you know, I've been up since 5 a.m. I am like the Energizer Bunny today, so be expecting. You know, anything is possible on this call today. we're gonna start, you know, raising the vibration right now of everyone listening, everyone in the sound of our voice. As we are talking on this call, your vibrations are going up higher and higher, and things are falling off of you. So be prepared to feel energy. Okay, it may come in tingles. It may come, you know, in all kinds of vibrations. Sometimes you get heated up in places where you're being healed and cleared. Sometimes you get like a cold chill. Everybody is different, and I love it. I'm just like, energy is energy, and we are, you know, going to raise your vibration up to where it needs to be today. So be prepared.
Yay. So, okay. So Marlene, let's get right into it, because I know people have questions, like their own personal questions about what's happening with them and their blocks and money issues and things like that. But before we get to that, can we talk a little bit about what does manifesting your heart's desire mean? And can we manifest anything?
Yes, we, you know, we are able to manifest anything we desire. It's, you know, in the belief system, number one, you know, if we're in our, you know, in empowered state of being, mm-hmm. all right, our chakras are in alignment, all things are possible, all right? I was telling you even before the call that this week has been really wild for me. I, you know, made this package, and I also use the MP3s and, you know, clearing and balancing everything in alignment. I went to the store, all right? And I come back from the store, and I was telling you, I found my change had money that was, you know, the numbers in it are 888-111. So later I go to the store, I put that, you know, dollar bill aside, and I was like, ooh, good energy. So I went to the store, and I'm just standing there, and money falls down out of the ceiling. So this is what I'm talking about. I am like standing there watching manifestations just show up in my life. There's other things that are happening. But when we are in our empowered state of being, you know, all things are possible. So, you know, what we need to do is make sure that we are very specific as to what you would like to experience in your life. So we'll just say, okay, somebody comes and goes, oh, my, you know, I'm having trouble with my finances and I want to get some money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I want to say to them, what is your goal with that money? Okay. Mm-hmm. Some people get money and they waste it. You know, I've dealt with many people, thousands, and they come back complaining. And I'm like, didn't you just get, you know, such and such amount? Yeah. Well, where is it? I spent it. Why didn't you pay your rent? See, this is what you got to be specific with a goal, and you got to take action. So you can't just sit there all the time and expect, you know, something to come in unless you're doing some work. So when your chakras are in alignment from the feet up, okay, then you are in your empowered state and that money will show up. And it's not going to come from the way you always expect it, right? So there's such, it, to me, it's like magical, you know, being around me is magical at a lot of times. So we can get ourselves into the right mindset, get ourselves empowered, okay, and have strong boundaries as well. Because there's people on the call right now where your boundaries are weak. You allow people to take your stuff. You give it away. You're giving away all your power. So then your, you know, boundaries are down. And your manifestation goes down because your energy drops because you're not empowered. You're not standing up for yourself. So that will be your throat chakra will be closing up on you. You're not speaking up for yourself, right? So as we know, there's seven main, basically main energy centers known as our chakras. And each chakra is located in our body. So in a specific spot, and it does correlate with body ailments and physical dysfunctions, okay? So what we need to do is get them in alignment, such as the root chakra. It's down at the tailbone area. If you have a problem in your legs, feet, tailbone, rectum, immune system, male reproductive parts, prostate gland, those are, you know, signs that, you know, your chakra there needs some work. You can have imbalances with arthritis, knee pain, lower back pain, eating disorders, constipation, okay? That has to do with your root. And if it is balanced, all right, you will feel supported. You'll have a sense of connection and safety to the physical world, and you'll be grounded, all right? So that chakra says, when it's grounded, I have a right to be here, all right? It's awesome. Your sacral chakra, if that's out, then you may have some urinary problems, kidney problems, hips, pelvic, lower back pain again. You might have some reproductive issues. Your emotions are unstable, okay? You have a problem with having fun. Creativity, pleasure, you have fear, you know, addictions, betrayal problems. So when it's balanced, you have the ability to take risk. You're creative, you're committed, you're passionate, you're outgoing, all right? So these are, that's a sign of that one. The solar plexus, I'm going to go through them quick, is a little bit above your navel, all right? So when that one is closed or just closing, and out of balance, you can have digestive problems, liver dysfunction, chronic fatigue, high blood pressure, diabetes, stomach ulcers, your pancreas and gallbladder has issues, your colon can have issues, your emotions would be like you have a problem with self-esteem, you have fear of rejection, criticism. When it is balanced, you feel like self-respect and self-compassion. You're in control. You're confident. So that goes for a lot of people on this call right now, to have confidence, okay, and trust and feel supported. Your heart chakra to me is your life force, and that to me is my most important chakra to keep protected. We know it's located in your heart. If you have an imbalance there, or, you know, it's closing, or it could be closed, you might have heart walls. Your imbalances could include having asthma, heart disease, lung disease, issues with your breast, your lymphatic system, upper back and shoulder problems, arm and wrist pain, trouble breathing, of course. Now, when this is imbalanced, your emotions would be like you're over-loving to the point of suffocation, jealousy is happening, abandonment, anger, bitterness, fear of loneliness. So when it's balanced and open fully, you will feel joy, gratitude, love, compassion. Forgiveness just flows freely. You trust more. You're open to receive real love and great relationships. Then the throat, of course, when that's located in your throat, so your throat chakra, when that's in balance, you could have thyroid issues, sore throats, laryngitis, TMJ, ear infections, ulcers, facial problems with your chin, cheeks, lip, tongue, you know, neck, shoulder pain, could be in your teeth as well, gums, emotional imbalances. You have a problem with self-expression and communication. Either it could be with spoken or written. You have fear of no power or choice, no willpower. Or you're out of control. You allow everybody to just say what they want and you hold it in. So we need to balance this chakra so that your words are free flowing. Your expression and communication just is just honest and truthful all the time. And you're a good listener. So we need to get that one in line today. Okay. Third eye is located in the middle of our eyebrows in the center of our forehead. So that would maybe give you headaches, blurred vision, sinus issues, eye strain. You could have seizures. You feel disconnected to source. You can't hear, you know, the intuition that you should be hearing. You could have hearing loss, hormone function problems. Emotional imbalances include like moodiness, an inability to look at one's own fears and deal with them. And learn from others. You might daydream often and live in a world with exaggerated imaginations, like your mind keeps going on and on all the time, and it's all lies and negativity. When it's balanced, you feel clear, focused. You can determine between truth and illusion. You're open to receiving wisdom, insight. the crown chakra is at the top of our head. And when that is, you know, closed or imbalanced, you get depression, inability to learn and concentrate. You have a sensitivity problem to light, sound, things like that. Your emotion imbalances are issues with self-knowledge, greater power. Imbalances arise from rigid thoughts on religion or spirituality, constant confusion. You carry prejudices, judgments. You may even have like a paralysis, you know, fear of being alienated, nobody cares, all those kind of things happen. So when that's balanced, you are trusting your inner guidance, okay, and you can actually hear from source. You can hear from your angels and your spirit guides, and you will trust that this is the truth, and you'll know it. So these are just like some of the things that happen when you're imbalanced and then getting in balance. So that's good news today.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And so how can we use these specific chakras to manifest? For example, if we want to manifest, most people are going to say manifest money, but manifest a new career or a new job or a new way of life, or I don't know what people want to manifest, but how can we use the chakras in that way to actually work with us to manifest.
Okay. So like I said, and you know, we need to be in our empowered state. So our chakras are all functioning and open. All right. So like the sacral chakra, the root chakra, to me, when they're out of balance, you find a lot of problems with being able to do your business, create, you know, write a book, things like that. You have a problem with stuff like making money, creating money. You're out of focus. So you're out of balance. It also causes a lot of like stomach problems. So you'll notice that you get a, you know, stomach ache. It hurts. There's stuff in there stuck. So we need to clear that. And I use the root chakra mainly for manifesting. All right. So if you're grounded into the earth and grounded into source, okay, that's great. But in between that grounding, what's out of alignment? And to make note of this, every day, several times a day, our energy shifts. Like if your mood shifts, right? Yeah. So your energy just shifted, right? So as quickly as you can, I learned to do this and I'll share it with everybody. So just say all of a sudden you're in a great mood and everything feels good for the day. And suddenly you get a negative phone call or something. It drops your mindset down to that vibration. So as soon as you can, you're having a negative thought. I started to say this. That's not mine. I don't have time for you. I have an appointment with Joy now. Mm-hmm. And it shifts it right out. So I don't let it stay too long, okay? Right. And I shift it right out. But I use my root chakra, okay, to manifest, okay, my heart's desires, right? And I'll know if it's kind of a little off because things seem to, like, be going, okay, it's taking too long, you know? So I know how energy works with the root chakra. When it's fully open, you'll know because things will start manifesting in your life. It could be a job, a car, a career, a romance, you know, things like that. There was times when my root chakra was open so wide that I had to actually work on it because I was drawing in all kinds of people that wanted dates or something like that. There was too many coming. Yeah. So a lot of people were like, I can't get a date. I was like saying, you can have some of these. So I'm just like, I have a sense of humor. So yeah, using your chakra, you can manifest pretty much anything you desire. Pretty awesome.
Cool. Right. Cool. So can you share with can you share with us an exercise or process that we can do to start manifesting our heart's desires?
Definitely. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I was given last night something different, and I love it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do a soul frequency adjustment. Rather we know it or not, our soul has a purpose here, and that's life, right? To be alive, to be fully present, to enjoy life. Your soul cries out for that every day in every way. So we're going to jump right into that right now. So if you're driving, please like pull over. All right. Because we cannot, you know, be there steering the wheel for you. We don't want anything to happen to anybody. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know energy sometimes gets strong on people. So, wow. I'm calling in the soul frequency adjustment angels right now, the angel team to show up for each individual listening right now. Wow. And your team of angels needed for you, whatever that is right now. Each person is different. We're going to begin by grounding our energy and balancing it right now, running golden energy through our entire chakra system. It'll be like a golden tube of light going from source right down through the center of your bodies right now. And that golden tube is going to open up inside of you. Yeah. And as it does, golden light is going to go through your entire being, through your arms, through your face, through your neck, through your spine, through your heart, through your throat, through your eyes and ears. It's going to begin going through parts of your body where it's needed to be balanced right now. Yeah, taking out some grief and fear and loneliness. There we go. And we're going to go down through your stomach, through all your channels, meridians. We're going to clear out your hips by sending that light into your hip area. And it's going down your legs and through your feet right now. And as it's going through your feet, it's coming out of the bottom of your feet in the center. There are little doors in the bottom of your feet. They're going to open up right now energetically. And we're going to flush out all that heaviness, all that dense, dark energy that doesn't belong to you. We're going to flush it out. So everybody, energetically, picture a flusher on both sides of you, on your hips, and press it down like you're flushing the toilet. And allow it to just flush right out of you right now, like muddy water coming out of you right now. And Mother Earth is big enough to take it in right now. Recycle it. Use it for whatever is needed in the earth. And we're going to pull up earth energy now, right now, through your entire being, through your body, going up through your legs, into your hips. It's like your whole body is filling up with earth energy, going up into your sacral chakra, into your heart, into your throat, going up into your crown chakra and shooting out into the atmosphere, filling you totally with Mother Earth, Mother Earth's love, like a blanket of earth. We are going to need a lot of earth energy for this year. So that's what we're taking right now. We're taking the earth energy in and balancing us and aligning us right now into this new year. The new year's energy with ease and grace. Wow. And any resistance in honor around us fall off now and disintegrate. And I'm running in some golden energy around our bodies and clearing the auric field right now, fixing it, dings, tears, rips, anything, cords, attachments is clearing off now. We're taking out hooks, cords, strings, attachments out right now, out of the feet, out of the knees, out of the hips, out of the spine, out of the lower back and tailbone, out of the heart chakra, out of your mind. Oh, there we go. Out, out, out. All the fear, all the conclusions that you made, that life isn't worth it, that is clearing away right now. Wow, we're going to run a high vibrational energy of love. Splashes of love over each individual here, including myself, and over and over and over and over again, more love. Like a rainbow. The colors of the rainbow are the exact colors of our chakra. And now we're going to send the colors of the rainbow through our bodies right now. There we go. Bringing in sunlight. Bringing in the rays of the sun. Wow. Balancing, adjusting our soul frequency right now. Turning it on right now, each chakra being turned on right now for our highest and best good. Turning on your manifestation right now, turning on your manifestation, like turning on a divine light switch inside of you, going on right now. Wow, there we go, higher and higher. Yeah, and let that continue working. with ease and grace without a healing crisis. There we go. And all stuck energies in the field just drop off now. We don't have time for you. There we go. We're in a golden bubble of light, joy, laughter, peace, creativity. Especially love, especially joy, especially gratitude added in now. There we go. Lots of peace, lots of love, lots of joy. Breathing in joy right now. Just take a nice breath in of joy like you've never experienced before. Like you just won $1 million. That kind of joy, that kind of excitement. Breathe that into your being right now. There. And let's set that in right now as your set point. So you're so excited about life from now on that nothing can take your joy away anymore. Ha ha ha. And so it is. Wow, my whole body's vibrating. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Marlene. No, great. I'm feeling like so much energy pouring into my crown and my third eye and just going all the way through my entire being. Thank you. Wow.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Definitely feeling it.
Yeah, remember like what we just filled up with. So
yeah.
Much joy that nothing
exactly.
can take it away. So that's your new set point, everybody. So when something happens inside of you, you will always be peaceful and you'll always have this joy, no matter what's going on outside of your body, outside of your life. It will always be there and you will not fall back down to the old, you know, anxiety attacks and needing to run to the doctor for a pill for it. Your being will be adjusted now. So that's one of my gifts to everybody today.
Thank you. Yeah, that's amazing. It's such a high vibration. And from that high vibration, yeah, you can create anything, right? Manifest anything.
Yes. I don't know if your listeners heard this, but I worked with a family who all kind of lived together to keep the finances, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Strong in their family. So there was three generations in the house. And, you know, they had a point where, they needed a vehicle because theirs broke down and they couldn't get it fixed or something. And they really couldn't afford a new car and they couldn't get to work. So they contacted me and I worked with them, the one person in the family. And they used my MP3s. And then we were working in a session and, it was a couple days later and I got a message from them saying, you won't believe this. I said, yes, I will. They were eating dinner and their doorbell rang and they opened the door and there was somebody standing there with keys, handing them keys and walked
mm-hmm.
away. There was a car in the driveway for them.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. I am telling you that, you know, energy is energy. When you have a strong, strong desire for something to manifest and you're totally
mm-hmm.
determined and you seek out help and you don't stop, you don't give up, it will happen. I don't care
mm-hmm.
what it is. All right?
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's fun.
Wow. And I somebody wrote on the Q&A that they're laughing and somebody else, Linda, wrote that, thank you, Marlene and Laura. That was great and very vibrating through my entire chakra system. So yay. So I wasn't the only one feeling it. Others are as well. So yay. So we have lots of questions and people with their hands raised. You want to take some questions and see what's going on with people?
Yeah, awesome.
Cool. So let's go to the phone line first. Hold on 1 second. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1163. 1163.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Melissa. Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
And Marlena, I would love for you to work on me regarding money and bringing it in. I just, or a job. that I know exactly what it is, but rather not say here. So what can we do for me right now?
So, Melissa, the process we just did, number one, that boosted you up. So before you got on the call, you were kind of like nervous and fearful, doubtful, worrying, you know. And then when we did that process, your vibration went up, your energy shifted. A lot of that stuck energy of fear is dissolving, okay? When you get rid of the fear to move forward, you will do it. You will take action. You will be like, your mind will be in tune with the spirit and the angel team, and they'll lead you right into that manifestation. So are you ready to let go of every doubt, every fear, every worry?
Absolutely. And I'm already doing all of that. So is there anything we can do right now for me, or see into me right now?
There was still some stuck energy, okay? That's why I'm asking you the question. And are you ready to fully engage in your life now?
Yes.
All right. And not be worrying about when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. Are you ready to allow it to just be?
Yes.
All right. So I want you to breathe in. I want you to breathe in through your nose. And when you do, when you breathe in through your nose, I want you to breathe in the word peace. So you can see the word peace down on the floor. It's almost like we wrote it on a piece of paper, and it's in gold. So the word peace is at your feet, and anybody else who needs this, do it too. Breathe in that word peace all the way up your body, okay? And allow it to come in.
Can I breathe in the word abundance?
Well, first do peace. Because without peace, abundance isn't coming, okay? When there's some kind of negative emotion, okay, it stops source, all right? It stops manifesting. So we need to first get you at peace. You're a nervous condition energy right now, okay? And you can sense it, all right? So you're worrying too much. So we need to fill you with peace right now. So let's go for peace. Let's get the peace into your body right now, because there isn't any peace in your body. So breathe in peace. Allow peace to fill you right now. Allow your mind to calm down. We're going to turn down your adrenaline rush. It's too high. You're like on overdrive. So we're going to turn that down, and we're going to remove some of the worry energy that's stuck to you. It's stuck in your heart. It's stuck on your shoulders. It's stuck on your neck. So you may feel fatigued and stressed out and worrying. So we're going to remove the vibration of worry, because that's a very low vibration. It drags you right down. And we need to raise you up, okay? So what I want you to do is put your tongue on the roof of your mouth right now. And as you do, we're going up now. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to focus up, 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 up into the sky with your eyes closed, with your tongue at the roof of your mouth. And as I'm doing this in your mind, I want you to say the same thing in your mind, okay? I am going up now, up into joy. I'm going up higher and even higher and even higher. I'm going up into gratitude. I feel grateful. I am happy and grateful. Wow, yeah, up into unconditional love. I'm in the bliss field right now. I'm attracting bliss, happiness. I am so grateful, very, very grateful for all that I have. And we're going to hold that energy right now in you. We're going to clear out anything in the way, all those negative thoughts, the entities that are around your head. we're going to clear them off. They're like buzzing bees. They're constantly speaking to you negative thoughts. Constant thoughts over and over, like run on. So we're going to clear those energies now. Michael, come in and remove them. Take them to where they need to go. Put a shield over her now and close that portal they were using. And now we're going to ask you now to open up her mind to the truth of who she is, that she is able to establish that dream, that desire. And it can open up for her at any time that her vibration is a vibrational match to it. So we're going to keep her vibration up right now, clearing her throat chakra from all the negative words she spoke, clearing her ears from all the negativity that she heard, that she wasn't good enough. Anything that was negatively affecting her, dissolve it now, and everybody on the call. You are now allowed to go and manifest that dream life. And so it is. And watch what happens for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Marlena. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Melissa.
Wow.
Yeah,
now I'm having a energetic shift over in the other side of my kitchen.
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, you'll hear that randomly. It's like a refrigerator over there that has an issue in the freezer, I guess. So it does it every time I'm doing clearing. I'm like, okay, you're out of here. So that thing's leaving this weekend. Somebody's going to come and get it. I'm like, thank you, because I have two refrigerators.
Cool. Yay.
So I'm like, somebody can use it.
Yeah, exactly. wow, that was amazing. People are saying, wow, that was amazing. I'm just going to the Q&A, and I hear another question about money from Hershey, and she says, I've been trying to change my money blocks for the longest time. I'm still just getting by. Please, can Marlene help me bring in more income / money?
Yes. So the first word we heard was trying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we know that we don't need to try. Okay? So that's a negative vibration. That's fear. That's like a word we're going to delete. Okay? So we're going to erase that word right now as if we never even heard it or saw it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to shift that to, I would really love to experience. Okay, anything, whatever it is. So I would really love to experience receiving, okay, receiving, okay, money or abundance or love or joy, whatever, okay. The first thing is to shift the negative, okay. So we're going to shift that for her right now, shifting her mindset, clearing it up. There's a lot of lies that were spoken to her, and it's generational, ancestral. So we're going to remove the layers that we're allowed to remove right now for her.
Mm-hmm.
There's several, and there's some attachments to her other people, attachment energy from relationships. Okay. So we need to, like, work on some of those, removing those cords and attachments. And delay, and the knee energy, fear of going forward, okay? Yeah, fear of going forward. There's a lot of that in this person. So we're going to clear some knee energy, and a lot of it comes from her mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a family dynamics of poverty mindset, struggle, money's hard to get, I got to work hard, all that stuff sticks. And that's what we are programmed. We're like robots. We're computers. So your brain, this is a good thing for everyone. I love sharing things like this. Take anything, a dollar bill, whatever your money is in your country. Take a piece of money, all right? Hold it in your hands. Get the feeling of money, right? When you have the feeling of money, it doesn't have to be a big amount. It could be any amount, whatever you have. But I always say the largest amount you have, if it's a 5, a 10, a 20, a 100, whatever, mm-hmm. hold on to it. It could be a quarter. It doesn't matter. You find a quarter in the street, pick it up and say, thank you so much for blessing me with this quarter. Now multiply it, all right? So she has a dollar bill to her name, and she's afraid of letting it go because she has fear of not enough, and money won't come in. So she never goes forward, all right? And she feels stuck, and that's where the entities love to keep us down. They say, nope, you can't do it. You'll never have enough, right? And blah, blah, blah. They got so many stupid negative thoughts they throw at us every day to stop us. And when someone comes along to help these people, their mindset kicks in and goes, oh, no. No, no. So that's the entities. That's when you know there's entities present. So this person, their energy field, okay, needs to be cleansed. So we're going to continue doing that during this program. And I would love to see this person rise up on their feet and get into their own power and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to live like that anymore. I'm going on. I'm going forward. I have the ability to manifest whatever I want, anytime I want. Anything in my way, get out now. Okay? Once you do that, your body goes, whoa, and your energy shifts, and you start taking action. So whatever action you need to take, we're going to implement that into you right now and make you strong to completing it, and you're not going to give up anymore. And we're going to open up your chakras so that you are able to function now with the ability that's inside of you to create an income that is ever increasing and ever flowing. And how does that feel? She can write back in.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, let us know, Hershey, how that is for you, okay?
Ooh.
Cool. So, I'm going to go back to the phone line. Phone number ending in 9972.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, my name is Angela.
Great. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Marlena. Can you please tell me what is my major block?
Like, what is going on in your life?
Mostly my relationship was never good. I struggle in my intimate relationship, betrayals on and off, just not going anywhere, stuck and blocked, and my business, but mostly relationship. And when that happens, it pulls me completely out of balance to the point where I just can't really function. I get depressed and all that stuff.
All right. So strong boundary. Okay. So you have a weak boundary. You allow any, you know, love, all right, you're out of alignment with your true self, and you know it, all right? So the vibration that you're in is like, we'll say you're a radio station, and you're broadcasting out into the whole universe, all right, a certain thought, like, I need love, I want love. Mm-hmm. So a frequency vibration radio station and all these other men, okay, that's on the same station as you, okay, is coming towards you. So when you do not have self-esteem, okay, it probably came from family, all right, broken relationship there, pattern. So that pattern stuck in you. So that's what you're manifesting, bad relationships. Any kind of love will do. That's kind of what's going on in you, right?
Yeah, so it's been my long-term relationship. It's like 6 years together.
Yeah, so you're allowing that. You are allowing it, number one. So you have to do some healing work, right? And we spoke a little bit earlier through email there. And get your boundary up, all right? And know that you're worth more than that. All right. So if someone isn't giving you love, all right, then why do you stay? For fear of being alone. Fear of change.
I sometimes feel confused because I feel like he's giving me love, but I don't feel it. I'm so blocked,
yeah.
I don't feel it.
Right. So your heart, chakra, all right, is probably got some heart walls there from watching your family, all right? You, being a girl, you see your dad, all right? And that's what you learn. So unconsciously, we marry somebody very similar to that. So we only know that. We're programmed. Unless we come and we get cleared and we get set free is what I want to call it, okay? So right now, you're allowing this to go on. Okay, and you're afraid, all right? So there's no commitment there from this person, which is okay with you because you're afraid of commitment,
okay.
All right, in your subconscious mind because that's where you're programmed to be, all right? You saw something that might have been really traumatic, and it's stuck in your field. So we can do a little work right now. And then we'll work deeper because we have other people on the call. But right now, we're going to just start to take down the heart wall that's there. There's a brick wall. It's concrete that you erected. So we're going to take it down a little bit here, begin to work opening your heart center. You may get courage back. And boldness to say, hey, enough's enough, brother. It will happen. So he'll either get on board with the program or you'll be like, that's enough. So it's up to you actually to do the finishing work. Okay. So we're just going to continue opening your heart. Okay. And taking out some of that fear. Okay, loneliness and trauma. And I sense a lot of fear movement all around your aura. So we're going to clear some of your aura up right now and give you some wiggle room and de-stress your body. Okay, there's too much stress in your body, so you're... organs and all that are running over time. And we're going to balance you right now, your hormones, and balance them right now and turn off your nervous system to so it doesn't go into overload anymore. Turn it off to stress. Turn it on to joy and truth. Let your truth arise in you. You won't be confused anymore. You'll know the truth. Source, bring her the truth of that she is royalty and she is worth being loved unconditionally. Removing disappointment now. Wherever she learned that kind of love, remove that traumatic experience piece by piece and fill her with love and joy and acceptance. Right now of herself. Yeah. There you go. Wow. How are you feeling, honey? She's still with us?
Angela, you still there? Nope, looks like she's not.
Okay, well, she's still there, but she's probably in the...
Oh, there she is. Angela, how are you doing?
Yeah. Good.
Kind of bad
connection all of a sudden.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's energy moving.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird, eh? That all of a sudden she can't talk.
Yeah, it's the energy moving and clearing. And there's, you know, sometimes like we have interferences, you know?
Yeah.
So we know what they are. They don't like they don't like to go.
Right. Let's take a question from Rena. Rena wrote in to the Q&A. She said, I would like to know if Marlene would kindly share any guidance for my next step as a love worker and empath.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Love worker instead of light worker.
Love worker.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Love worker. Beautiful. Yeah. So, Rena, we're going to send your angel team over to you right now. Okay. And your guidance counseling team. Okay. And we also will send the angel of love over to you so that it will amp up your business for you and get you started in the right direction without worrying about how it's going to come out. Detach yourself from the outcome. All right? That's the main thing for all of us. Detach yourself from the outcome, and it will just happen, right? If I am sitting here and I go, gee, I'd love to have just say a chocolate ice cream. It's something I don't eat, but I'm just going to say that because it sounds good and chocolate tastes great. Everybody likes chocolate. So I'm going to be like, oh, man, I really want chocolate ice cream. I can taste it right now, right?
Yeah.
It tastes really good. You know what it smells like. You know what it looks like. You know what it tastes like. So you don't worry about it showing up. You just go get it, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing. I don't care what it is. Her, she wants to start a business. Ah, I know what love feels like, right? Love is easy. So if I love myself and I love doing what I do, why am I worrying about it, right? I know I can do it because I feel it. So don't worry about the outcome, how it's going to look, how it's going to feel. We're just going to feel it as if it's now. It's already done. And breathe into, wow, wow, wow. Just think of the word wow and put some excitement into it. And you're shifting out all that worrying by just going, wow, and getting excited to begin your new journey this year. And we're going to send your angel team to you to back you up and guide you. And we would love to hear how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because love is in the air, especially this month.
Yeah. Especially this week or next week.
Yeah. Valentine's, right? Everybody's celebrating it. And, you know, if you don't have a Valentine, don't feel bad. Love you. Love the you are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And hug yourself. I would say put your arms around yourself and hug yourself and say, man, I love myself. I am beautiful.
Mm.
I am, you know, handsome because we have men, you know, listening. Yeah.
Exactly. So good. Thank you. We're just going to take a few moments to talk about the special offer, and then we're going to come back and take some more questions.
Okay.
So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. I'm going to open it too. Hopefully it works. Yeah. So Marlene, can you talk about your special offer that we have for this time around?
Yeah, this is an awesome package. It's brand new. And I would love to bless everybody with it. Okay. So it is called 1-2-3 Manifest It. Okay. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to manifest it with 1-2-3. We're not going to worry about nothing. There are 10 tracks here, and I was downloaded with this one night, and I was taken through many processes. And as it was being done, I could feel things shifting in my own life, and things were changing in my house. I'll explain that after. But the first track here is preparing for manifestation. So what I'm doing is bringing everybody into a state of relaxing bliss, and we're going to clear all the stress from our energy fields and prepare each one of us to enter into the authentic vibrational match field, okay, specifically designed for you. So we have to go into our authentic vibrational match field. If you're not on the right vibration, then it takes you out of alignment with what we want to manifest. So we want to start there by preparing. The second track, I never done this before until I was downloaded with it. I called it Golden Foot Activation. All right. So I'm working with you, guided meditation to clear, balance, and harmonize our feet. This process eliminates the past traumatic energy residues, cords, attachments, negative patterns that our feet have led us in the wrong directions. Everywhere our feet have gone, it was either in the right direction or the wrong direction. So we're going to remove all the wrong memories, and we're going to replace those negative patterns with our divine source's direction, leading us into our golden destinations, where we should actually be in our life. So if you feel stuck, you need that track, okay? Third track is Root Harmonizer. All right, the root chakra is a guided meditation where I am doing a clearing and balancing and harmonizing the root chakra, all right? The root chakra is our main energy center for manifesting. When it becomes blocked, manifesting positively becomes difficult. So using my root harmonizer will clear and open the root chakra, making manifestations a more pleasurable and positive experience. Track four, I did two chakras together, the solar plexus and sacral chakra boost. We boost them up, okay? That's another spot where we need to have it turned on, both of them, to, you know, actually continue with the root chakra, because those two together need to be in balance together to manifest, okay, and to be creative. So we need our brain working as well with our creative center. So that's a guided meditation to energize your body. So it clears all the struggle energy, the fear, knotted up stomach energy. I am doing two parts in this where I'm running subliminal messages, and as I do the clearings, I'm bringing freedom to your body, mind, and spirit, and we're replacing the negative energy with a wild, new energetic flow, specifically aligned for you. So that has a two-part to it, and it works awesomely. Track five. Now, this is serious. This goes on for 1 hour, okay? So this one, lay down and do it, and where you have a little over an hour. It's an hour-long process to clear all traumas, broken hearts, fear, grief, anger, loneliness, heart walls, cords, attachments, hooks, entities, restrictions, negative patterns, and heart conditions. And that also includes your physical heart, okay? We'll be digging deep. Okay, so do this when you feel you are ready to release all that bottled up toxic energy. We will be restoring the flow of love in the proper balance and divine order appropriate for you. When you use this track, okay, set the intention to receiving your true heart's desires, a better relationship with your partner, more true friends, or perhaps meeting your divinely ordained soulmate. Okay. Some people have lost, you know, their mate. Their mate went on to their eternity, and their heart walls are up. So this track here, you may cry, and it's okay because you need to heal. All right. And, we all have lost loved ones. So this track right here helps all of us right now. It will also help you with, heart conditions. All right, physical heart conditions, because we're balancing your heart and clearing it and opening up, releasing all that grief and stress and trauma. Track six is for our throat chakra boost, running an energetic spiral clearing through your throat chakra. I am clearing all the dark negative energy from held in words, feelings, and emotions, And then we're opening up your throat chakra so you can speak freely and you won't be holding nothing back. Your yes will be yes, your no will be no. Your boundary, okay, your strong boundary will start right then. You will be fully aligned with your authentic self, restored back to your original power, able to stand up for yourself, okay, having your boundary in place. So you won't tolerate anything that doesn't feel good for you anymore, all right? You won't just stand there and allow everybody to say what they want or do what they want to you. Your throat will open up and you'll say, enough's enough, I've had it. And you'll walk away from many things that were negatively affecting you and stealing your joy, okay? I want to return you back to joy. Track 7, Golden Eyes Awake. I love this one. I use it a lot. Relax and unwind as I play my magical instruments, okay? Infused with the healing frequencies to open the third eye, clearing all stuck energy to your clarity. I'm adding in a healing frequency to regenerate the eyes as well. My intention is to restore your eyesight with ease and grace. So I love to use this track. Track 8, yes, I do wear a crown. Track 8 is called Wearing My Crown Chant. This is my royalty chant. Listening to this module brings clarity and balance back, clearing all negative thoughts and blockages from your crown chakra, reconnecting you to source light and your true identity. For you are royalty, all right? And yes, you do wear a crown. And when you play that, you're going to feel like you are the queen or the king, finally, like you are, okay? Track 9, we've never done before, but it needs to be done if we want to manifest, okay? It's a guided meditation which flows into subliminal magical music. My golden hand activation clears your hands from all negative energy of past experiences, bringing the golden source light empowerment back into play. Your hands will be tuned into the vibration of giving and receiving in a harmonious rhythm. You'll be able to allow manifestations easily now. You'll be drawn to your wealth, to your right contracts, your right clients, your right deals, okay? Your right jobs and opportunities. So your right hand is for giving, all right, giving out. Your left hand is for receiving. So we're going to balance that with that activation. Track 10, I love. My golden magic wand is a guided meditation. You can wear headphones for this one. We're going to be clearing the energy, our minds, energy centers, and fields, aligning us to manifest that heart's desire now. And I am using my 24-karat gold magic wand, and believe me, I use it every day. And when I say 1, 2, 3, manifest it now, believe that it's happening. So let's manifest your heart's desire, all right? And I'm also going to be putting in a bonus here where I'm giving you two charts. The first chart is the path of manifesting. So you can print them out. And the second one is your chakra chart. So you can print them out and then look at them and you can see, okay, this is what's going on and it's out of balance. And you'll see where it's actually showing you when it's out of balance and when it's in balance. And you'll know now, you'll look at that chart and go, whoops, this chakra's out of balance. I need to go listen to that track now. So this is what we're doing. And my question to you today is, what are you manifesting? All right? So let's manifest your heart's desire from now on.
I love right? that. Thank you so much, Marlene. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. And I love the different MP3s. And they're great to listen to and play and to raise your vibration, to clear those energies. And remember then to choose, like Marlene just asked, what are you manifesting? Choose what it is that you'd like to manifest and take action, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right. It's not just about listening, right?
I said to somebody like, okay, they wanted a car in a certain kind. I said, and what are you doing about it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't afford it. I said, wait a second. See, now you just stopped yourself. So I said, why don't you get dressed right now in your best outfit? Because it was a car that was, you know, a little pricey. I said, now go to that car dealer right now. act a part. I'm wealthy enough to get this car. Get in that car, drive it, smell it, get the feeling of it. Hold that energy. If you have to do it every day, get in that car, drive it. So your brain gets in tune with, I'm driving this car, right? Mm-hmm. I belong in this car. So this is what we need to do, taking action. If you want a job, a certain employment, an opportunity, don't listen to your mind saying I'm too old or I don't have the education. No, go and apply for it. Walk in that building. Act like you're going to work there, you know? Same if you want to eat in a great luxury, wealthy restaurant. You go, wow, that's, you know, $50 a plate. I could never go in there. Liar. Go in there. Mm-hmm. Get a cold water with lemon and a salad, you know. Get the feeling of whatever it is. So that's what I'm saying. What are you manifesting? Mm-hmm. What would you love to experience, right? Go do it. Play it. Be it. Smell it. Exactly. Taste like it. Feel like it, you know. If you want to, this is another thing, people. Do not ask source for a spouse, okay? Do not go, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want a soulmate. That's great. They're all going to show up, all right? Be specific, all right? You want brown hair, blonde hair, red hair, 6 foot tall, 5 foot two. Be real. I want a guy who does the trash. Make your list. That universe is listening, right? So watch what you say that you want or desire. You know, I use the word experience. I would love to experience more joy today. I would love to laugh today. I would love to make everybody on this line laugh, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are saying, oh, my goodness, I remember. Yeah. So they would just ask or they'd pray or whatever, and that certain thing would show up, and it was not the right thing because they weren't specific. Mm-hmm. So you want a certain job? How much money you want? How much money do you desire?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Be open. And then take the steps to manifest it, okay? Day by day, all right? A rich person did not get up out of bed and they were rich. They do something. They're determined. So every day they get up and they got a goal and nothing stops them. They continue doing something, creating something better for themselves. Or if they do a product, they, you know, enhance it and make sure that it is something helpful for people. So they become wealthy by being determined.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, absolutely. There's more to it than just, you know, wishing for something. So I wanted to take a question from the Q&A. Hold on. I have a question from Marcia, and she says, I'm in the process of healing a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Do you see any blocks in me to my healing? What must I do to remove any blocks to perfect health?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly where the cancer is, but you see it's very deep-rooted in resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I will give you a little tip here. The chakras are way out of balance. Okay? The mindset kicked in. Grief. There's grief. There was a moment, I don't know when, but right before this cancer arose, that was hopeless. Okay. This person can write to you and, then contact me so we can get rid of that, the rest of the residue of it.
Okay.
Because this person, deserves to be healed and set free from that. Right.
Yeah,
so right now, I don't, what was her name?
Marcia.
Okay. So Marcia, go back into time right now and think back to where you lost all hope. Something happened traumatic. Go back to that time. And we're going back in your timeline right now. and you're going to work with me here. And as I'm talking right now, I am running spinning energy around you. And I want to cry. I do. I don't know why. But I'm sensing a lot of hurt, a lot of fear, a lot of anger, okay, and regret. You're beating yourself up for something, okay? And I want you to forgive yourself. I want you to forgive whomever hurt you, rejected you, made you feel unwanted, and in a point where you lost all hope to live. We're going to restore that back to you right now. We're going to reverse that energy. And I'm talking to you, cancer cells in her body, and anybody else on this call. And I am telling you, cancer cells, your time is up. Your time is up. Dissolve right now and disintegrate. Dissolve and disintegrate, and all you entities leave. I speak life to her body, mind, soul, and spirit right now. We give her back her, oh, her power to live right now. Her power to live, be restored. Her right mindset right now. Unconscious beliefs clearing. And deep root healing. Wow, yeah. I'm going to send in healing angels to you. Angel Raphael. She needs you right now. There you go. And she can write back in and write to you privately and let us know how she's doing, and I would love to work with her privately.
Cool. I will let Marcia know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. Yeah. Time for her to thrive.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line. Phone number ending in 8393. I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Anne, and I'm calling you from Connecticut. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hello, Marlene.
Hi. Can we send you some sunshine to
Thank
melt the
you.
Snow?
It's funny. I don't mind. Well, I don't want to be outside in it, but I was about to tell you that I finally left the job after years and years and years, and I retired, it's a year to the day, yesterday. So that part of my life is on kill, but I ignored my house for years, so I've got to clean that out, and I'm getting better and better at that. What I need to do is rebalance friendships, both male and female, because I just worked, and I just commuted, that's all I did. And when I meet people, they just don't seem to be the same vibration because I'm a pretty high vibration. So I may have to leave this house. I may have to clean it up and try to get out of here, I think. Anything you could, insight you might have, I'd appreciate.
Yeah, so, you know, the people around you, okay, like you say, are on a different vibration, which is okay because that's where they are. But we learn to... you know, accept everybody where they're at and not judge them. So
right.
There's some judgmental energy stuck in your field. Okay.
Okay.
So are you willing to release that now?
Oh, I'd love to.
Good.
It's like part of my personality.
Yeah. And it's not your fault. I mean, we were all brought up to judge somebody who has something different or is different, right?
Right.
And we had a fear, you know. It was just awful. I don't even want to get into that right now. We all know what I'm talking about. And so we are in a stage now in our lives. We're adults. And we learn to accept everybody as they are, for whom they are. So when you look at somebody and you say, oh, you know, I can't be around them or I don't like that, blah, blah, blah. You are actually mirroring something in you. So your self-image is a little poor. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why we judge. All right? We don't feel good about ourselves. Right? And we're not authentic, really. Okay? So our chakra, our heart chakra, is a little bit imbalanced there. All right? So
okay.
We want to release judgment and fear of other people being different, because they're authentically them, all right? And you put up a shield around yourself that's saying, stay away from me because you're not good enough for me. And it's not your fault. It's subconscious, unconsciously being done. So friends that will come, all right, if they want to talk to you and be your friend, see what they're all about. They got something to offer you, all right, because they're different than you. So they might not be on this, you know, high vibration, and they can have other ideas and creativity and answers for you, right, that you need to learn. So they were sent in your life for you to see this and deal with it right now, and that's a great thing. I'm so glad you called in, because we all need this remembrance, all right?
Okay.
That we're not so good and our poop don't stink and all that, you know, attitude.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do what I'm doing if I judged everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes I do have to be strong, but honest and upfront with what comes forward. So your angel guides and source wants you to be filled up right now, okay, with truth and with unconditional love for yourself. It starts with loving yourself unconditionally. So all those programs, we're going to start clearing them, all right? All those programs, those unconscious programs, you don't have to move. That energy's got to move. Okay? That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the energy. There's nothing wrong with them. It's the energy. So when your vibration shifts, the vibration of the people that enter your life shift. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense to forgive yourself and forgive them, okay? And say, wow, I was pushing these awesome people away from me, and I don't have any friends here, and I feel lonely. What's wrong with me?
I would attract people that were not good for me, and I would be accepting of them when I should have, you know, gotten away from them, hung on to them.
So that was manifesting. And, you know, that was when you had a weaker boundary, you know, and then you shift that. And then you shift that and other people start coming, because now your antennas are going out saying friends, friends, friends. So the friends you're bringing in are vibrating on your same vibration.
Okay.
So you're looking in the mirror at yourself and you're saying, friend, are you a good friend to yourself? Would you want to be your friend? Why or why not? Why or why not? Ask yourself every day. Okay? That's what you want to work on. You want to look right in the mirror and be honest with yourself, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Would I want to be my friend? Why? And you can say, because these reasons. Why not? Okay. So there's something that might come up as a why not, and that's the one you want to clear. Sounds good to me. You know? Yeah, same as if you wanted a romance, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to be my life partner. Could I tolerate myself? You know, and then give, okay? I want you to start giving, okay? Giving of yourself, giving of your heart, your time. Be compassionate to people around you. And these people's vibration will lift, all right? I live in a place where there's all kinds of people, okay? And there's homeless folks. So if a homeless guy or lady is sitting on a corner, right, and I just go over to them and say, how are you today? I just shifted their energy to know somebody cares, right?
I have a tendency to do that. I do.
Good.
I can get myself in trouble, though. I've gotten myself in trouble in the past over things like that, too. But anyway, you know.
Yeah, but some of them are like, wow, somebody cared about me today. They needed that, right?
Yeah.
Just like everyone on this call needs to know that they are loved unconditionally,
right?
All right? There's nothing wrong with us. It's the energy It's the belief systems. It's our chakras are out of balance, okay? Our energy system is crying out, help me, align me, balance me, love me, okay? Pay attention to me. So if you're having a problem getting friends, okay, then, you know, as you're doing the clearing in your house, okay, add in some energy of friends, okay, in your friend corner. We'll call it your friend corner. All right. Mm-hmm. And that will be your let me see, the north west corner of your house. Figure out where that is.
Okay.
All right. And declutter that and put things in there that, you know, make you feel good. All right. The energy of friends in that corner.
Okay.
All right. High vibrational things, gold, two things, you know, five things, six things, the same, you know. That way it brings in a group of friends, the energy of a group of people.
Okay.
It's, you know, a little feng shui in there, that's all.
Right, right.
I'm like an energetic encyclopedia, so this is good. And it was great. It was great connecting with you because it helped every one of us on this call.
I truly appreciate your time. Thank you both. Thank you, Shifra, and thank you, Marlene. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, great question. Thank you. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So I just want to take... hold on, one more. I mean, there's so many questions, but I want to take a question from Diana in Australia. She says, I would love to experience, and this is a good one for a lot of us right now, I would love to experience having a lighter, slimmer body. I've been trying to shift the excess weight for many, many years.
Okay, so self-image, number one. Now, this is a funny thing. Most people are like, okay, I got to go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't even like the word.
Yeah,
I do not like, all right, if you say, I got to lose weight, okay, your mind is in tune when you say lose weight. It wants to find it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, think about that. Your mind is set to find things we lose. You lost your keys. I got to find my keys. Same with weight. So what I suggest, it's funny, but it works. I will donate, I don't know, 10 pounds. All right. So energetically, every day you can focus this. Close your eyes. Picture yourself, okay, slimmer, okay, beautiful, happy, grateful for whatever you are right now. And send the donation of the 10 pounds or whatever it is to anybody that is crying out they want to gain that 10 pounds. Okay. So when you're doing that, you are giving them that weight as a gift.
Hmm.
So gift it to somebody, donate it to somebody, Ethiopians, I don't care. You know, think about it. There's people that are anorexic, right? So let's just gift them that.
Okay? Right.
Anybody on the call. Say, I am donating my weight to, you know, and you name it. All right. Because everybody's different. All right. Whatever your heart and spirit is drawn to giving it to. All right. So if you have extra weight on you and you can't shift it, it's because you have been on a diet. Okay, so how about live it? And I'm on a live it, all right, and you want to donate it. Okay,
yeah.
So donate that.
That's a great idea. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, it works, right? So every time you hear a TV commercial on all that, you know, slim down and blah, 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 just donate it. Donate it. You know, give that away, all right? There is a new thing. It's kind of cool. I only saw it once. If it comes back, I got to write the number down. I don't need it, but somebody else might. It is actually the thing that wraps around your stomach. mm-hmm. and it just wraps around. And they got two sizes. One is, you know, big, and the other one's huge. And it wraps around you, and you could just wear it, I guess, 10, 15 minutes a day or whatever. And it actually melts the fat around your stomach, something mm-hmm. like that, like almost like supernatural weight loss. And I'm like, give me that phone number. I don't need it, mm-hmm. right? I need the opposite, you know, sometime here. And I'm like, that thing should sell like millions.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, yeah.
I'll buy a pack of them, 10 of them, and just be like offering them to people as gifts, you know?
Cool. Thank you, Diana, for that great question. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, I love that. So any other last words of wisdom, Marlene, to help us to manifest now that we're, you know, we're now in February, but it's still the beginning of the year. But what, you know, if we want to manifest, you know, one thing, our truest heart's desire this year, how can we do that? Any other advice?
Yeah. Well, like we talked about today on the call, please listen to the replay again. Get the activation over again, because that is going to help. But the first thing we want to do is get back into our empowered state of being, okay? And put up your sign in your house that you can read that says, I am manifesting my heart's desire. Okay, write it down somewhere so you see it. And put it on the refrigerator, because you're constantly opening that to get a drink or eat. That's a good spot. Put it right on the refrigerator door. It's going to be your daily thing to see. So when your mind sees it, it starts to know, okay, I got to do something today. So I am manifesting my heart's desire. Mm-hmm. And that is your belief system kicking in. We want to get your chakras back into balance, and that's an everyday thing, all right? So this package today, you know, is for everybody on the planet, mm-hmm. you know? There is no other package that I am aware of that has the foot and hands chakra activation as well,
mm-hmm.
all right? So I'm going to ask one more time, what are you manifesting? I am manifesting my heart's desire.
Mm, yeah.
Right? And this is one of mine right here, being on this call.
Absolutely. Right. Yep. Thank you, Marlene.
You're so welcome.
That is so true. Wow. Love it. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I know we had lots of questions. We'll have to have Marlene come back again so that she can, you know, answer more of your questions. But, until next time, listen to the replay, you know, and take a look at the package, which is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Marlene15. All right. So, and yeah, what are you manifesting? Choose and start now. All right. And be clear, like Marlene said, be clear about what it is that you want. Okay. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.